Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about manifesting when everything feels hard. And I'm going to be talking about predominantly weight loss as usual, but I like to infuse a little bit of everything else in there for you. Because the thing is, like I've realized as well for myself, is that a lot of the problems that show up in one area, the whole principle of manifestation, right? It's the basics are the same for everything. And I'm realizing that more and more the deeper I go into manifestation of other things like money and business and anything really that I've looked into, relationship manifestation, etc. And everything I've noticed is the same thing, which is really, I mean, on a surface level, it's easy to say that, but convincing yourself that does take time sometimes to go, oh yeah, it's the same thing as that I did here, I just have to do it there. And if you've ever manifested something, then you'll know what I mean. Like you've got to apply the same concept to other areas, which involves working through sets of beliefs and emotions around that thing. And generally, the thing that I notice, which is really interesting, is that it's all about growth and it's all about reconditioning your childhood stuff. Pretty much when I had my emotional eating stuff and my weight loss stuff, it was about conditioning around my childhood, stuff that I had to work on, stuff that, you know, around anxiety, self-esteem, etc. And now that I'm doing that transition with business and money, it's interesting how it's another level of growth that I'm doing, and it's a different aspect of my life that was covered up in a way. Like what I'm trying to explain is like you uncover stuff about yourself that has nothing to do with the thing you're trying to achieve. That's what I'm trying to explain here, is that when you dive into weight loss and you actually dive into the inner work around your weight loss and your conditioning around your weight and food, it will bring up stuff that has nothing to do with food. And that's the part of growth that the universe wants you to apply. And as long as you don't address the issue or you keep pushing it away, it keeps on showing up in other ways. Like you'll keep on gaining the weight back, or you'll like have, I don't know, something go on in a relationship. But you have to find that lesson that is meant to be applied, that you're meant to be learning in this lifetime. That's fully what I believe, that each thing shows up is to unlock a new lesson, to unlock a new part of growth that we're here on this earth to have, right? That's a gift. If you're struggling with your weight right now, I know it's hard to believe, but your issue right now is a gift, because it's going to uncover things that are going to lead to you being a happier and better version of yourself. And that's exactly what happened to me, right? At the time when I was in it, I hated it. It was terrible. I was like, why is this happening to me? Why is everything so hard for me? But once you get over that and you're looking at it from the other side like I am now, and I look back at myself, that those issues that I have were a gift. And it's not just that me just saying that as well. Like, I've had students of my courses and clients say the same thing, that once they've done that work on themselves, life is just so much better. And it's like a new level of growth has been achieved. And that was why you've been given this task to complete, right? This whole weight loss thing, or this whole I'm broken, I want to do this, or I don't know, whatever your thing is, like maybe you've got more than one thing that you've got to work on in this lifetime, right? And once you do the work, once you actually complete the, like Gabrielle Bernstein calls it, like a universal assignment. And I completely agree with that, because my emotional eating, my weight obsession, and like all that dieting stuff, instead of just listening to my body, was a universal assignment, right? And then each thing, each new level that I reach, I'm completing, I'm checking off these tasks that the universe has me here for, right? And I fully believe in that. And if you can see the gift in the issues that you're having, that already puts you in a position where you're ready to grow, right? You're ready to grow. You're ready to become the best version of yourself. And that's exciting. Like, it's exciting. But anyway, what I actually want to cover today is this thing, this energy about things being hard, right? And this perspective of things being hard, right? And I'm going to look, everything I talk about, I'm talking about stuff that I've noticed within myself, right? And because I've noticed it within myself, I notice it in other people. And then because I've been able to shift it within myself, I want others to be able to shift it within themselves too. Because at the end of the day, I want to help, right? I want to help you because I've seen the changes that I've been able to make as a result of changing my mindset. And I fully have this, I have this mindset that if you're persistent, you can achieve anything. And it's all about your mind and getting your mind on board, right? And so whether it's weight loss, whether it's money, or whether it's anything, you've got to get your mind on board. And when we're stuck in this story where everything feels hard, and look, I've been there, I still go through it sometimes, we're only human, right? But I know that in order to get over my emotional eating, the dieting stuff, the dieting mindset, and have more freedom with food, enable myself to maintain a like a slimmer body easily, or whatever, you know, whatever your goal is, was about changing my mental energy around the word hard and that emotion, that feeling, that perspective of things being hard. Because I've noticed this in a few people who've come to me about weight loss, and these people don't even get started with it, right? And I know what's going on here. Like, already there's this incredible fear of failure, right? And I think I spoke about this in another episode, but I just want to cover a different aspect today, whereby this perception. Okay, so you see me, right? You see me, and then you put yourself in a different category to me, right? Where you're like, she's doing XYZ in order to maintain that body, and I can't do XYZ because it's too hard, right? And then already you're blocking your ability to find a solution to the manifestation that you want, right? This is about your mind. people get so caught up in the strategy and forget that you've got to convince your brain that the strategy is safe, that the strategy is easy, that the outcome is going to be okay, right? Because your brain on like a basic level wants to protect you and keep you from harm. So if you're like looking at this like perspective, like you're forward thinking at the weight loss, and before you even start the weight loss, you're seeing this thing of weight loss as this hard thing to do, and that you don't trust yourself, and that you don't want to be the person that is required or do the things that are required of you in order to get to that outcome, you're never going to get to that outcome. You've got to change your perspective in a way that makes you open to a solution that is right for you. And that's what I'm keep on trying to explain with the mindset and the manifestation is I can talk strategy. I can talk strategy all day long as well. But if you perceive that strategy to be hard, you're not going to commit to it. You're not going to follow it. The key is to trick your brain in a way to either see something as easy or find something that's easy. And even with Abraham Hicks, they say, you know, that you manifest sometimes through action where you take the smallest step and you feel good about that small step, and then suddenly the next step is easier, right? Because that's this whole concept of things being hard. When you see something in your brain as being this big scary thing, you're not going to be able to follow it. And that's why I pretty much hate all of these 12-week program weight loss, 16-week program weight loss, you know, doing a weight training split 3 times a day, cardio 3 times, weights 3 times a week, you know, cardio, like do high intensity cardio once per week, low level intensity cardio 5 days per week, meal planning, breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, that kind of stuff. And it's like, right, I've got to commit to this plan. I'm going to see the 12 weeks through. I'm going to see the 16 weeks through. And it's like, blah, it's just not. I feel exhausted just thinking about all that, because I've created this big thing in my mind of all this stuff that I have to do, and that if I'm not doing it all, then I shouldn't be doing it at all, because if I can't commit to it 100%, what's the point? And it's this thing that we create in our minds. It's not that hard. You can make the process as simple or as hard as you want. And it's all about perspective. And I say this with love because it's what I used to do. I used to see weight loss programs as this like thing up on a pedestal. Like somebody's written me this program and this is like the way that I'm going to lose weight. And it's like, oh my God, like it gets to be however you want it to be, right? People can lose weight just accidentally because they become happier and more fulfilled in their life. Like, for goodness sake, like it's up to you. And I'm not saying that like you might not need to do other things, or like you might not need to follow any strategies, because I did, but it's the perception that I had to change. It's the mindset work that I had to change, because if you don't change your mind, you won't be open to the solution. This is the thing, right? I spent so much money buying program after program, hiring personal trainer after personal trainer, but I wasn't open to hearing the solutions that were right in front of me. And that's because of the mindset. That's because you're blocking your ability to see the solution through your limiting beliefs and through the idea that weight loss is hard, or that you don't want to become the person that is exercising and eating healthy, or whatever your limiting ideas around the weight loss are or what's required, it's all about your perception and your, like, the way that you perceive things. And in order to get your brain on board, you want to be taking action that you perceive as easy. Or on the other hand, you want to push yourself, which I'm going to get into probably. I'm going to actually do a podcast on emotional eating and I'm going to talk about discomfort. But basically, it's a mind game. Making money is a mind game. Losing weight is a mind game. Manifestation is a mind game. You've got to outsmart the brain and the universe by knowing that you get to have what you want if you apply these specific principles. And that's it. It's just separating yourself from yourself and looking at yourself and going, what am I doing that's not getting me the result that I want, right? And then shifting that. And we all have times where we get stuck in our heads. And I do this, right? But the more you practice getting out of your own way and saying, okay, I have to detach emotion from this and I have to look at this from a perspective where I'm like, I'm cool, calm, collected. I'm not sitting within that victim mentality, that emotion of, oh my God, it's hard where I am and I'm just, this is how my life is right now. This is how my life is right now and I can't change it, to detachment and curiosity and just looking at it, right? And Genevieve, I've been working with Genevieve Rackham, and she had a great way of saying it, like, just look at it as data, right? And that's the thing. It's like anything that helps you see your situation as this thing that's not your, like, you're not taking it personal, right? When you start attaching it to your self-worth, that's when it becomes an emotional thing. It's like, no, we're all fucking human. We all have issues, right? And you can't dive into it and then sit within it and identify that as you, right? That's not you. We all have, like, even there's a thing that I put on my Instagram story that Manifestation Babe Catherine shared it too, and it was what's his name? I forget his name. Russell. Is his name Russell? and he shared this thing of, like, it's like we all have negative thought patterns and negative feelings. It's like a template of the mind, right? We all have it. So why do we feel so bad about it when we all have it? Obviously, if we all have it, it's not something personal that is just, like, personal to just us. It's something that we all have. And we, the thing that comes, the, if freedom comes, if you can view it as literally like a template of the mind, these negative thoughts, this critical stuff, it's like our brains are a computer and it comes with this pre-installed software, right? And we all have that pre-installed software, right? That's getting, like, that's starting up every day. It's just like, right, like, that isn't me. That isn't my higher self. We all have that software, right? We all have that nagging, critical, annoying voice in our head that tells us that we're not good enough, right? We all have that voice. There's no one here that doesn't, right? And so to view that separate from ourselves and to view it, like, as data or whatever, as a template or however that enables you to detach from it and not identify yourself, like, get caught up in the emotion around it, is what you have to do, right? You have to be able to do that in order to manifest, right? And so this idea that critical part of the brain creates around stuff being hard it's up to you to either shift the perspective and find a way to view it as easy, or choose a task that feels easy in order to gain momentum and create confidence in the direction that you're going, right? And this isn't about saying, I'm going to take 12 weeks to lose weight and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. No, it's about finding tasks that you can start with that feel easy. That's the thing. If the idea of doing it feels hard, find a part that doesn't feel hard. And if you're really stuck, I mean, if you haven't already, there's like, I have free trainings. And if you go to nodietbabe.com/free and you go through, you know, put in your email address, I send you a password to the free library, there's a training in there and there's a worksheet where you write down reasons why you want to lose weight. And then on the other column, you write down reasons why you want to stay where you are, or you want to keep doing what you're currently doing, right? And one of the things, when I did this exercise, I did that exercise like 8 years ago. One of the things that I wrote down in that second column was that I didn't want to lose weight because I didn't want to let go of comfort foods. There were certain comfort foods that I didn't want to let go of. Right? And so you see me today, you might see a photo of me eating cheesy fries and a burger. You might see me eating a pizza. You might see me eating something from a bakery or whatever. So it's not like I never eat those foods anymore, right? But I had to let go and mourn this idea of having to have those foods all the time. Because when you're putting in that second column that you don't want, like, to let go of the idea that you want to eat like pizza all day long, or you want to eat ice cream all day long, and you can't let go of that, that means you're an emotional eater, right? And emotional eating, oh my God, like, I'm going to do a separate episode on that because I have so much to say about when I was an emotional eater compared to now. But it's this, like, this thing that the reason why you're not wanting to do the things that are required to do for weight loss is because we all have an attachment to food, usually from our childhood or something else, that food is comfort for us, that food is keeping us safe. And actually then what the weight actually represents is safety, right? It becomes this safety that the food and the weight represents, right? And that's where that perception of the program or the weight loss or whatever your strategy is feels hard, or that perception of it feels hard, right? Because it's all the emotion around food and your weight being this safe thing. It's this safety net that you can't let go of. It's like, who am I even going to be when I've lost the weight? And there's a part of you that doesn't want to be that person. There was a part of me that didn't want to be that person because of the fear of who you're going to become, or who you perceive yourself to need to be in order to get that, right? Because then I say this because even with, I notice with having a business, making more money or becoming more of an influencer or being more successful or being more in the public eye, there's this perception of who do I have to become in order to get that, right? And you probably do that with weight as well, because I did that with weight as well. Like, when you view people who don't have a weight issue, like, how do you perceive them, kind of thing. And then the other thing is too, right, is that on some level, we don't want to change. We don't want to. We like to stay where we are, even if where we are is not that great. So, but there's always hope, yeah? Like, this is why I just want you to know that everything that you want to have is possible. Everything is always possible, right? And it doesn't matter who you are or where you are currently, it's possible. And it's that belief that it's possible is what's going to make it possible, right? And so just focus on that and work on your fear of failure. And just the beautiful thing about the mind is that once you change something in it, it's almost like you can't unlearn it, you can't go back. So the stuff that I learned in emotional eating, I still use to this day because it's helped me. That's what I mean, like, by this growth is a gift. This thing that you have to overcome is a gift, because you're going to use the stuff that you learn in that assignment throughout the rest of your life, and it's going to help you so, so much. That's really what my No Diet Babe Academy is all about. It's for the chronic dieter / emotional eater. It's for the woman who has had issues with her body her whole life. She's had issues around dieting her whole life. And the real issue is emotional. The real issue is around the conditioning from childhood or teenage years or whatever, even throughout adulthood from dieting and what society tells us we need to do in order to lose weight, etc. It's all about that. It's about overcoming the emotional eating and creating a version of yourself where you're just you, your true self, right? Yourself. You're like just listening to your higher self rather than the critical part of the mind, the ego, right? And becoming this version of yourself that you want to be without the emotional eating, without the dieting. And then the program also covers just weight loss science stuff, like stuff more into the macro stuff that I talk about in a couple of the other episodes, and more in depth on how to apply that. Like, I actually have videos demonstrating what I did and stuff like that. But again, like I always say with strategy, it isn't about the strategy. And if you get caught up in the freaking strategy, then that's the thing, is we all get caught up in strategy, and you have to let go of that, because strategy comes naturally to you. The solution comes to you, trust me. When you get your mind on board, the solution just comes to you. It happens, and it's easy, and it just works out. And then you look back, and then you look back at the weight loss, or you look back at how you made that money, and you're like, well, fuck, is that how easy it is? Is that it? And it's like, that's what manifestation is all about. We want life to be happy. We want life to be easy. We want to take care of these upper limits that tell us that it can't be that way, right? And that's it. You can have whatever you want, right? And you're worthy right now. You're enough right now. But you also get to have something that you desire, whether it's weight loss, whether it's money, whether it's love, whatever it is, you get to have it. And all you have to do is convince your brain of that. And how do we convince our brain of that? We motherfucking repeat, 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 and brainwash ourselves with podcasts and courses and books teaching from people that have done what we want to do. And that's it. It's all about embodying the energy of that person. If you want to lose weight, you can embody my energy through my podcasts and my courses, and eventually it'll rub off on you. Trust me. You listen enough, it'll rub off on you. That's how it works. And you want to go more in depth, you want to go deeper, buy the courses, work with me one-on-one. Especially if you want to speed that process up, one-on-one is like, boom, smash, we're doing this. You know what I mean? Accountability, that kind of stuff. That's just how it works, right? I've worked with so many coaches this last 2 years, and guess how quickly I've transformed. Everybody's like, oh my God, Barbara, you've changed so much. You know, everyone, like people that don't even like know me, message me about, you know, how they want to learn how I've started my business, or, you know, friends or family or work colleagues or whatever are like, wow, you've changed your perspective of life so much. And it's like, I've become this person because I've hired a shit ton of coaches to work with, to embody their energy, so I become more like them. I'm still me. This is me, right? I'm just a better version of me. I'm growing. I'm completing my universal assignments, and the universal assignments are there. And when you've got a weight issue, there's a universal assignment underneath that. And are you going to take it, or is it going to keep on getting covered up by dieting? That's the real thing here. So anyway, I'm going to leave you at that. I hope today was helpful. I hope that, you know, I hope that people receive my message well, because I want to help, right? And I want it to be received with love. And there's moments where we need compassion from others, where we need to feel like supported in that compassionate way. And the thing that I encourage you to do is to give that compassion to yourself. And I certainly do feel compassion for people who are in the moment of feeling hard. And like I said, I still have to change this sometimes too. I still get into those moments of, oh my God, life's so hard. Oh my God, oh my God. You know, and we're only human, okay? So don't beat yourself up about it. Okay, and you're okay just as you are, and it's okay to freak out sometimes. It's okay to be a drama queen sometimes. It's okay to play the victim and whatever, or whatever's going on for you right now. Okay, so anyway, I'm gonna leave that at that, and I'm sending you lots of love. If you're interested in the No Diet Babe Academy, send me a message or take a look at the link in the show notes. And I hope that you have a lovely day. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.